Love Talk Radio.
Excuse us for the temporary interruption. We're back on the air with Apostle Sandra Thomas and Dr. Serena Wright.
Waiting on what you call me. She said, think on these things. Hallelujah. It looked like he said, whatsoever things are honest, come on. Whatsoever things are true.
Yes.
Whatsoever things are just.
Oh, wait. Now, honest and truth already put Satan out. Hallelujah. So he already out of the deal.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A little less leaven is the whole lump.
Yes.
And I have discovered soon will be in these 64 years. If you give him a little bit,
my God,
he'll take over.
He'll take over.
A little leaven.
Yes.
Leaven is the whole lump. The Bible says leave no place for the devil.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We lose this morning the peace of God. You say honest. You said truth.
Well, it's the things that are just.
Come on.
Whatsoever things are pure.
Yes.
Whatsoever things are lovely.
Yes.
Whatsoever things of a good report.
Yes.
If there be any virtue.
Come on.
If there be any praise.
Yes.
Think on these things.
If you go praise them, you got to get your mind on right.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. You have the greatest voice, the greatest instrument. The greatest, but you got to get your mind right. Hallelujah. He said, when you come into my house, you come through that door. You come through that door praising me.
Praise.
You got to get your mind right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The reason why we got so much hokey pokey and then turn yourself around and you put your foot in and put your foot back out and turn it all around. We got to get instructions every Sunday.
Oh, my God.
You know why? Because we've lost our real praise.
All right.
Real praise happens on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
Real praise.
Yes.
Because of the peace. When you got his peace, and you're thinking on these things,
hallelujah,
you are a victorious man and woman of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He causes us to triumph.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's not just a scripture.
Yes.
He causes us to triumph. Hallelujah. When they look at me and scratch their head.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How, brown cow. Hallelujah. It's because of Jesus Christ.
Come on here.
Hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
His name still works.
Yes.
Put in the songs anymore.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And some of they have them. They thought,
yes.
You better get back to Jesus.
Amen.
The author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Dr. Wright, tell us a little more about thinking on it. We're going to get out of here.
Yes. And so, and right at the end of the last sentence of the 8th of verse 7, it says, it'll keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And then the scripture says, finally, brethren, and the woman of God just was pinging on it. Bam, bam. See, your heart is fainting. Because she just told us you have to get your mind right.
Oh,
so when you're sitting there saying, now what do I do? And you see, we've got this peace. It'll take us past understanding, but it'll only keep our hearts and minds through Christ.
Yes.
It's not going to keep it through drinking. It's not going to keep it through some extramarital, perverted, outlandish, outside of God relationship. It's not going to keep it through a new career. Oh, yeah, see, selfish ambition takes all kinds of dimensions because we're reaching all outside of Christ, trying to do an inside job. But he said it'll only keep your heart and mind through Christ.
Yes.
And then he says, thing up for you. You got to get your mind right.
Yes.
How do you do it? The woman of God said Monday, Tuesday. This is not a show up on Sunday in your Sunday best. Scream and jump around the church and get the peace of God. No, you need to think on this on Monday and Tuesday. You need to think on this. This scripture talks about the practical application of the word to manifest what we already have. See, we don't have that practical application, so we're always begging God for what he's already done. He's already given us peace, but you won't take these practical steps on Tuesday and
to go on just. Then you have to go Wednesday when you're in the barber shop and she's there half naked. You start thinking about what you can do to her. Look, see, that's why you can't keep your peace. That's why your house is tore up, because we won't take those practical steps. The woman of God's on your mind. You're double-minded. You think you can use lust and the king's bullet. You think you can have deceit and the king's bullet. You think you can deceive and trick and lie and backstab and the king's bullet. She said, get your mind right. How do you keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus? You've got to discipline your thought life. You've got to get your thoughts right. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's the song they teach the little kids. The days of the week, from the time you get up to the time you go down. He's given us a multitude of things. But let me tell you what Satan does. He comes and says, you can't think of that not one time. Nope. But I can think of everything pure. I can think of the pure things in Asia. I can think of the pure things in Antarctica. I can think of the pure things in South America. That alone would take me a lifetime. I can think of the just things of God. I can think of the just things in my life. I can think of the daisies of life. I can think of the corn and the grass. I can think of how everything God has set in place is still exactly where he set it. He's the God of impossibility. I can think of that as much as I want. But the religion will leave us in the Latin place. Hey, listen, you can't think of love not for 5 minutes. You can't think of smacking her down not one time. No. That's why you don't have any peace. She told me to get your mind right. Line up with these words. The step I laid out here. 1, 2, 3, think on this. Anytime you don't find yourself, this is not a face of condemnation, this is a face of deception. This is a face of manifestation, because he gave us peace, so we should have it. How do we get it, Serena? This is how you get it. Ain't that how it goes? This is how we do it. Think on this. You can't think on what you want to think on. That's not it. You've been bought with a price. Your thoughts have been bought. Your body's been bought. Your life has been. Think on this. This is how you do it. It's laid out. It's laid out because a fool ain't going to tell God that he didn't know how to do it. He said he's not going to come back until everybody's had the chance to exercise and execute his peace. He said peace will pass. It'll get you past that and keep you. It won't just take you past. It'll take you past. You won't have a nervous breakdown. You won't bring God to an open shame. You won't tear up your home and devastate your kids. You won't lose your job and be homeless. He said it'll take your past and it'll keep you. Some of us are getting past, but we're breaking down in the keeping. Some of us won't even get past it. We're still talking about it. We want to tell everybody. We don't want to go through Jesus. But she told us, get your mind right. Get your mind in this word, Serena. He said continually. Oh, but Serena wants to tell. Oh, but I'm out of here and think she's going to get God's peace. But how many people know that the government of God has a protocol? It has a way.
Yes, it does.
Of bringing forth to God already gave us. She said, why are you struggling to get what you already have? He already has given us peace. It'll keep you past those things that go beyond your understanding. If you submit your heart, so what do you do? You say, God, there I go again. There go again, God. No, absolutely not. Oh, God, this is a beautiful day. It's just that simple. God hasn't made this thing difficult. No, it's just that simple. Did I go feeling sorry? No. That's not God. God, you're wonderful. You're the God that provides for me, and you never stop. You are wonderful, God. Everything you think about me is good. Your plans for me are not evil. You've got to stop it right in its tracks. Yes. It's the disciplining of our thought life that's going to bring us to the manifestation of God's peace.
Of God's peace. You got it. Got it. We agree with you. Somebody sung a song. Every word of God is right.
Yes.
Hallelujah to his name. It'll make you walk upright. Yes. Hallelujah to his name. I thank God for God's right. I thank God for God. Send me some hearts. Send me some hearts. I love you, Dad. I love you, Dad. Thank you for spending this time with us. Let me tell you something. I will not bow before God to the foolishness of the enemy of our soul.
our churches today. Not all, thank God. I see a spirit. I hear a spirit. There's a spirit. I hear a spirit. There's something to hear that. Or, you know, it's trying to push philosophy in the house of God. New age is in the church. With the majority. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The majority. And whatever we say,
my God,
that's not the not. Not so. God set him down. That has never kissed the image nor bowed their knee to it. Oh, hallelujah. God got it all. That had grace.
Hallelujah.
Paul said, I stand into this deep. Paul, the doctor of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't care what the God is God.
God is God.
And beside him, there is no other. Ah, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall speak your when you find yourself running after what the world runs after.
Oh, God.
Wanting a life given not you are. Maybe the world does. There's a difference between the church and the
we're having technical difficulties. I can tell you why. Because this word on today is phenomenal. This word on today, Apostle Sandra Thomas, is awesome. But the good thing about it is you can always go back and watch the archive. So I'm going to see if she's still on the air. And if she's not, please go back to the archive and listen to this awesome, awesome message on today.
Don't you throw me your crumbs and tell me I'm sitting in the game. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And I pray all of those that have any discernment understand what I'm saying.
Yes,
stop running up behind the world like you're lost and blind and desperate. The devil is a liar.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are the righteousness of God. Ah, you can't surprise me with your dainties. Hallelujah. I sit at the King's table, and I know how to say no. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stop eating the Danish of the devil, and then you can't praise God because you're heavy in his name.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody. You meet us today, if you can, 5:30 at the Healing Ministry with Pastor Earl Davidson. As we're touching and agreeing with the man of God. And on next Saturday, the 3rd of March, oh my God, at 5:30, our host pastor is the one and only Apostle Daryl O'Neill.
Oh my God.
At 62, I'm sorry, 6150 West North Avenue. Thank you, my brother. Come and celebrate with me because everything around me in an evil capacity. Come and praise God with
me
in the truth of the miraculous of our God. Truly, you pray for me, you got heart. Come on, man. Come on. God bless you, God, for the peace that surpasses all of our understanding. Love you.
Amen. That was an awesome service. I must reiterate. If you were not able to hear the whole program because of the break at the connectivity, make sure that you go back and listen to the archives about the peace, about the ability to say no thank you, about the ability not to be bought or sold by the, as Apostle Sandra Thompson said, the dainties of this world. Thank God for the teaching and the preaching from Dr. Serena Wright as well. Awesome partnership with Apostle Sandra Thomas and one of our spiritual daughters, Dr. Serena Wright. So if you didn't get to hear the whole message, once again, listen to the archives for when you listen to our service on today with Let's Talk. We prayed. Minister Sheila prayed, Apostle Sandra Thomas, and Dr. Wright prayed, and now I'm going to pray again before we go off the air. But before we do, I need to see Minister Sheila. Did you have anything else to add?
No, that's it. I was just saying that was a powerful and wonderful word for the prophecy, Sandra Thomas, and then Dr. Serena White. I really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the prayer, and I'm just asking for everyone that can they pray for me to remove this demon infection or whatever this is that have taken over my right hand and arm. Just help me to understand and that God teach me what is going on and that he can fix any and everything. Thank you. Amen.
Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto him. Father God, we know that your name is holy. Your name is hallowed. Your name is to be revered. Your word says, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. God, teach us how to keep your name hallowed. Teach us how to keep your name revered. God, teach us the holiness of God. Teach us the righteousness of God. God, teach us how to walk in your will. Teach us how to seek you early, God, how we can seek you early so that we can find you. Father God, teach us your ways, for your ways are not our ways. But God, we desire for our ways to be your ways. We desire for our ways to align with your ways. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you that our thoughts would even line up with your thoughts, for your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, God. So we ask you for your wisdom, for you said if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. God, we thank you that we're to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we're to acknowledge you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you that we can enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. God, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for when you said it was good and when Jesus said it was finished. God, in the name of Jesus, cause us to walk in the power and the authority is given to us through the name of Jesus and that we've been given through being your sons and your daughters. God, we glorify you. We magnify you with every fiber of our total being in the name of Jesus. God, we want to lift up Jesus. God, we want to praise your name, for we know that when there's one or two gathered in your name, that you're in the midst. We thank you for you've already reminded us that one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to chase. God, teach us how to walk in unity, the unity that the Trinity has already given us. God, teach us how to love our brothers and our sisters. God, teach us how to touch not your anointed and do your prophets no harm. God, teach us how to be teachable. God, teach us to want to love you. God, teach us to want to yield and submit to you. God, teach us to do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. God, we won't be Sunday Christians. We won't be Monday Christians. We won't be Wednesday Christians, but every millisecond, every little fiber, every little time, God, we give it all to you. God, teach us to do your will, God, and not only to do it, but to do it with a giving and loving heart and a willing heart. God, we thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, and we thank you for your unconditional love. God, we praise you, and your word said the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God, teach us how to worship you in spirit and in truth. Every day of our lives, God, teach us how to seek you with our whole heart. For your word says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God, teach us how to seek you and not all these things. But God, when we seek you, all these things shall be added. God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We submit to you, God. We thank you for your favor, favor with the King, favor with the King, favor with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We thank you for favor with even man, man that will be called our supervisors, our directors, our managers, our president, our vice president, whatever their title is, God. We thank you for favor with mankind, the children. We thank you for favor with the children. We thank you for favor with the adults. God, we leave no one out. We thank you for favor, that it will go before us and it will remain until we return. In the name of Jesus, thank you for making us a blessing to others. Thank you for being a blessing. Thank you for how you blessed us morning, noon, and night. Thank you for turning around, not just in the midnight hour, God, like the songwriter said, but thank you for turning it around every second of our lives. For you're a constant God. You're an absolute God. You are a wonderful, awesome God. Words in this world cannot describe your greatness, your wonderfulness. So, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do. We thank you for how you're blessing people with promotions, how you're blessing people with not only promotions on their job, but, God, promotions in the spirit realm, promotions in intercession, promotions in their help. God, thank you for your favor for all that you're doing. We give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, and we magnify you, God, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Be glorified. Even come so quickly, Lord Jesus. So until tomorrow night, when we will have Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia and Minister Brandon and Minister Sheila, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for calling in and how you support us, not only on Facebook but on Blog Talk. We thank you how you supported Apostle Sandra Thomas. We thank you for how you have supported Apostle Daryl O'Neill. We thank you for how you supported even Bishop Pastor Jenkins at First Baptist Church of Glen Hardin. We thank you for how you've done all that you do for the ministries of God that not only lift up Jesus so that he could draw all men unto him, but causes you to be a walking, living epistle read of men that said Jesus is Lord and that he is King of Kings. We love you. And we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. So thank you for all of your prayers and your support. Stay encouraged and be healed. Bye-bye.